Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our first Women of Worth call for January 2017. How exciting. Happy New Year and a Happy New You to all of you with everything we have going in Manatech. There's a lot of excitement of people changing their image and stepping up with more confidence to meet their goals. And tonight we are so excited to have an amazing man of worth from our company, our CEO, Al Bala. Good evening, Al, and thank you for taking the time to join us.
Well, thank you, Kathleen. Thank you for inviting me. I feel very honored, and it's definitely a pleasure. And I feel it it's a real privilege to be your first speaker for 2017. So I really appreciate that honor.
Well, it was appropriate. I knew that I wanted to have you, and the timing was just right for the beginning of the year. I want to do a little bit of a bio for those of you that perhaps haven't met Al, and if you haven't, you can need to come to Manifest to do that. But Al is our CEO and president, and Al joined Manatech in October 2007. It seems so long ago, and yet like yesterday. He joined as Senior Vice President of Global Sales before being named Executive Vice President of Sales in June of 2011. He was then named President in 2014 to even better support our Manatech associates and in his current role as CEO, which we are thrilled. Basically, Al is a devoted husband to Johanna and father and grandfather, so he is a very diverse man, and he loves spending time with his family and friends. He reads extensively about economic trends and news from the direct sales industry, along with a lot of self-improvement books. I know he's always sharing so much with the field, and about successful entrepreneurship. Al continues to travel to all the different corners of the world. He speaks multiple languages. He never ceases to amaze me. We've traveled different places and heard him, speak different languages, and just absolutely talented. He has a deep understanding of conducting international business, which is worth its weight in gold with the different countries we are in right now and presently going to be opening. Al continues his Manatech global expansion. He will continue with Manatech that global expansion and increase the company's focus on the associates. And he keeps infusing with the corporation the exciting new technology. He's always on the horizon of what's new out there for our technology and health. Al also serves as a board member for the Mission 5 Million, the M5M Foundation, which works in conjunction with Manatech to link those 5 million consumers of real food technology supplementation with the 5 million children in need. And we really have hit our mark for 2016 with the M5M, and perhaps later on you can share that or recap some things with that, Al. But right now I am so honored to have you, and I thought maybe we could recap a little bit of the business accomplishments for 2016, including that M5M goal that we've met. And I had Sarah Bowen on last month, and that was exciting to hear all the accomplishments that nonprofit that's connected with Manatech has accomplished. So I'll let you step in and share with us what your thoughts are from the close of 2016.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much, Kathleen, and certainly Happy New Year to everyone. Happy New You. New You in 90. I hope many of you have accepted the challenge. I see lots of people, lots of our Manatech family out there really doing an amazing job of transforming themselves, and that's a great thing to see happen, because that's a value add that this company brings in the lives of people all around the world, is that, we become better through our association with Manatech. We become better physically. We become better financially. And certainly we become better, what I would call spiritually, as we find purpose and significance in our lives by knowing that what we do also transform the world we live in. And that's a wonderful feeling. So starting with 2016 and a kind of a quick recap, if you guys give me an opportunity to just brag a little bit, but 2016 was definitely an amazing year for us, a busy year, and we started the year with the premise of really what I call creating a startup company with 23 years of experience. So basically, we wanted to create a company. We wanted to bring the energy of a startup to Manatech, but yet to be true to our DNA and really to being true to the company that we have been for the last 23 years, the experience that we've built over 23 years, the challenges we've overcome over the last 23 years, which I think everything that we've done the last 23 years is really preparing us for what's going to happen between now and what I think is going to be a major milestone for Manatech, which is the year 2020. So we do have a 2020 vision that we're working towards, but 2016 was really the year of building that foundation. And that foundation was going to be built based on, five things really specifically that I thought, would really help catapult Manatech into the greatness that it deserved to have. As those of you who are on this call, both men and women, or I should say women and a few men.
Oh, yeah, we always invite them, Al. Yeah.
I know, and I'm sure they're out there listening, and that would be a good idea. To be part of this call, because lots of wisdom to be learned from you all. So, but anyways, I mean the foundation of that whole premise of becoming to creating this startup company with 23 years of experience was going to be based on a rebranding exercise that we went through in 2016. It was an amazing proposition. It was something that we did within a 12 to 15 month process, a process that really took us all around the world, put us in front of over 500 different leaders in the in Manatech. We were able to survey over 3,000 people, stakeholders in Manatech, to be able to come up with this new branding, but new messaging, more than just a new logo. It was just a new, I call it a new attitude, a new swagger for a company that had been around 23 years, a company that's publicly traded in 25 countries with 130 patents as of yesterday. We just got a new patent in Norway with our AO technology. So 130 patents, our clinical studies, and certainly the fact that we've helped over 200 people reach the million-dollar club. So that means we have an impact in the finances of many, many, many people around the world. And the fact that as of 2016, we are now nourishing about 100,000 children a day, which is an amazing milestone towards our ultimate goal of 5 million children, which we believe never in the history of this program have we really seen the possibility as strongly as we see it today, but I'll get into that in a few minutes, maybe as we close down. So the new branding exercise was an amazing feat for us, an amazing challenge, and certainly something that we felt really, really good about as we launched it, because I think 99.999% of you guys were really, really happy about what we created in this new brand. And it was timely, it was due, and I think it came at just at the right moment to kind of help us lay this foundation. Part of that foundation was also to start looking at new products. So we launched True Health, our first fat loss system, which just, came across really, really well. We did over $10 million in our first 8 months with the product. And we're looking forward to over 20 million in 2027. So for a new product, it really came in really strong. It had a lot of acceptance, and it's starting to make a difference in the lives of so many people around the world. So for us, that was an amazing new product launch, which is going to be quickly followed by many others. But certainly, between the True Health launch and also our home products, our essential oils as well. I think that we're starting to break ground into some new categories, not just some new products, but some new categories of product that have a very, very wide acceptance in the marketplace. big, huge market potential, and we are really working very hard to take as big a share of that global market in these types of products as we can. The other element of our work had to do with, you know, obviously creating a new back office that would be more in line with our, you know, social, mobile, global philosophy as we go forward into the future, this new economy, the U economy, the fourth industrial revolution, and everything else that's coming. We needed to make sure that we were prepared to have the right technology, that we're leveraging the right technology to be able to take full advantage of the new economy that we're all going into and all going to be faced with over the next 5 to 10 years. The other project was expansion, international expansion. 2016 was the year that we opened Colombia in February of 2016. We opened a new office in Hong Kong. I mean, a real, very prestigious office in a very prestigious location, prestigious address, something that you would all be proud to come and visit or send your people to. And obviously, the whole Hong Kong strategy was in preparation for the launch of our cross-border e-commerce platform in China, which launched in December of 2016. And we also reopened Ukraine and did a few things there in the Ukraine-Russia area, which is still kind of in progress, but we did kick it off in 2016. So that was also part of the plan, because if we're going to grow as a company, we need to be able to grow both domestically through these new product introduction and the new technology, but also we need to be in a position where we can grow internationally as well. As we know, there is an amazing potential for business in all these countries around the world. And the last pillar of this transformation process is also the ushering a new comp plan or an enhanced comp plan, which is still in progress. We started it in 2016. But, you know, we have the full expectation that it will be launched in July 1st of 2017. 2016 was also a year that, we were nominated by Business from Home for Home as a turnaround company of 2016. So Business for Home is one of those MLM industry group that looks at every company in the space, both in this country and around the world. And I was very pleased and very honored to be nominated as the Business Turnaround Award, to get the Business Turnaround Award of 2016. We also were given an award by the Latino Business Association of California, Los Angeles, California, as the Wellness Company of the Year, which was great. And also another group, which is the Pharmaceutical Packaging and Manufacturing Organization, gave us the Best Health Supplement Manufacturer Award for 2016. So they nominated us mainly based on some of our rebranding work that we did. So it was nice to be recognized both within the industry and outside the industry for the things that we've done over the last 12 months. So having said that, that's my recap for 2016, Kathleen. And again, like I said, very busy year, but just laying the foundation for an amazing 2017.
Well, that's what we're going to lead into next, your vision for 2017. And what stronger roles do you see the women of Manatech being able to fill for 2017?
Well, that's a big question, and I know we have a little bit of time, but first of all, I have to say that, you know, first of all, I appreciate very much, Kathleen, what you and your team has done to mobilize the women of Manatech. I mean, I love the concept of women of worth, the women of Manatech, because, you know, this industry is really led by the women, especially in the wellness space. I think almost 70% of people in direct selling, especially in the wellness space, are women. And they're the ones who really, one, because they care for the wellness of their family. They're the ones who obviously are very involved in the overall nutrition value for their children and for their husbands and families. And also, they're the ones who understand probably more than the men do, and I have to say this, the fact that there is a need, that there is a financial need to be fulfilled. And they are very, very proactive in making sure that they can bring, you know, that additional potential of income into their family. And, you know, and certainly because of that, you know, social, because of the social nature of the relationships among women, much easier for them to build the bonds, to build the relationships that it takes to really drive a very successful network marketing company. And I see it everywhere, and the statistic hold that whatever, big convention I go to, whether it's in this country or outside this country, I have to say the women rule. And when you add the concept of a woman of worth, which is a woman that understands her place in how to really transform this whole world, and who are really engaged in trying to create a better environment for their children and their children's children, and to really create a world that would be really a world we want to live in, but the world we want to also leave behind for our children. The ladies do an amazing job at that, but this industry has been an amazing, empowering mechanism for women around the world, and certainly you guys can really, well, you ladies can really pull together Manatech into the same kind of mainstream that we've seen over the last few years in this industry, and help us be that $1 billion-plus company. So I do believe that the women have an amazing, amazing role to play, and I keep my ears very open to and talk to many women throughout my days here at the office, because I really value your input and your insights on what it really takes to really be able to drive this business. 2017 is going to be a year. If really 2016 was a year of transformation, 2017 is the year of really settling all these things that I talked about, from the branding to the back office to the new products. And by the way, we will be launching some new category killers at Manifest 2017. So I hope that everyone on this call, you are definitely planning to be there, because if you think 2016 Manifest was great, and it was, and I believe it was, and I think people left there pretty encouraged and pretty excited, 2017 Manifest is going to be, I mean, it's going to take us beyond anything that we have seen, at least in the 9 years that I've been with Manatech. So you need to come and hear about some of these, you know, the plans for 2017, but also these new products that we're launching, the new back office that we're launching, the new comp plan that we're launching, all these things really kind of culminating with that July 1st date that we've been talking about, which is the date where Manatech becomes simpler, Manatech becomes easier, Manatech becomes more fun to work with and to build with, because we're really bringing to bear many, many things that for years you've been telling us you wanted. And I really feel that, you know, we're right there at that point of being able to deliver these things. So 2017 is a year of getting all these things settled. It's really a year where we're going to focus on these five or six things that we've taken on. We're not taking any big, huge new projects. We're just going to make sure we deliver the existing project with excellence. I know that the back office and the comp plan were things that have taken a little longer than maybe we thought it would take originally, but we made a decision. We will not launch something that does not exceed your expectation, and we are going to do that, and we're going to deliver excellence on all these things that we have. So between, again, the back office, the comp plan, new products, we're going to have a lot to share with you. And never mind, we're going to be sharing, obviously, Eric Worre, one of the gurus of the industry, somebody that people pay thousands of dollars to go see and listen to. We have him all day with us on Friday, the first day. And so it's going to be an amazing opportunity to learn, but also to just be able to associate in an environment that's going to be a bit different, and that's Las Vegas. And I think I'm looking forward to it. I just came back in December from the Eric Worre event there with 20,000 people from over 80 different countries.
Wow.
Folks that flew from France, that flew from Scandinavia, that flew from all over South America, people who spent thousands and thousands of dollars to be able to listen to this man and what he has to bring to our industry. He's going to be there. He's going to be at Manifest. He's going to be with us for a whole day. So I think for those of you who are really serious about your business, you need to be there. And I just have to tell you this. It wouldn't be right if I didn't tell you this. I'm not hyping this up, but I'm just telling you, you will be 6 months to a year behind if you're not at Manifest 2017 in Las Vegas. So for me, 2017 is the year that we will start the harvest process for all the seeds we've been planting over the last 18 months. But it really is a year to create that real foundation for 2018, 2019, 2020, because the goal is by 2020 to be a $500 million company and on our way to a billion-dollar company with exponential, almost supernatural exponential growth coming up in those 3 years. So we're really excited about what's going on. We think China is going to be a big deal for Manitech. We believe that some of these new product categories are going to open new doors for us. It was really interesting today to meet with the owner of a franchise, fast food franchise company, who's very, very serious about healthy food and who's looking to bring something like Nutriveris into their restaurants and because they want to serve the healthiest meal that someone has ever had in their day, that they would have had in their day, they wanted to be there. And they see Nutriveris as one of those. So even with our older technology, we're going to have to kind of brush it up again and start telling the story of all these amazing technologies that we have, the amazing gift of glycobiology, the amazing gift of true health and what it does for people's, overall health, because if you can take care, if you can lose fat, if you can get your body mass composition to be right, everything else seems to fall into place, and you guys know what I'm talking about, right? 47 disease are directly linked to obesity or being overweight, and we have a product that can really help you reshape your body composition and give you the kind of body mass index the body composition index that really will help you stay energized, stay fit, and really at maximum health potential. So that's 2017. I think I kind of combined all three things together. But Kathleen, I really believe that the women of Manitech can really make a difference for us to get to 2020 and be a $500 million company on our way to a billion. We cannot do it without you. You are the motor. You are the engine of this company. You've always had been. And I will do whatever I need to do to help you guys in your efforts to mobilize these women and really understand the real benefits that we can bring not only to our families, to this country, but also to the world through this process. Because we're right now at that amazing threshold of being able to feed or nourish 100,000 children a day, but that is nothing compared to what we're going to do when we're doing 5 million children. And this is the first time in my 10 years with Manitech that I really feel that this is an absolute possibility. We will have 5 million customers, and those 5 million customers will help us nourish 5 million children. It's coming. It's here. I can feel it, because you know what? We're about to launch into, just launching China alone could mean just millions of customers, and we will barely touch, a tenth of a percent of the market share that of the field we're going in the space that we're in. Folks, a couple of months, actually it was in November, just to kind of give you a scale. In November, in the day they call Singles Day in China, which is really like the Black Friday in the U.S., in a matter of 24 hours, The biggest website there, which is the likely, the one that's more likely to be like the Amazon of here, is called Alibaba. Alibaba, that website did $17 billion of business in 24 hours. $17 billion. To give you an idea what that means, if you take the 1,400 direct sale companies in the U.S., and you add all their volume together for a year, it would be $34 billion, which is a big deal. This website did $17 billion, half of that, in 24 hours.
Hard to believe.
Right? Wow. So just imagine, in a country where wellness is such a sought-after luxury, where people want wellness more than anything else because they live in a country that they have to the price they pay for modernization is pollution, is stress, it's having so many toxins in the air, in the water, in the food, and they do not even trust their own supplements. They want U.S. made, Canadian made, Australian made supplements because that's what they trust. 1.3 billion people, folks, you think we can get to 5 million customers? I think we can.
It's all possible.
And when we do, that means mission accomplished. M5M will be accomplished. Mission 5 million will be accomplished. And then we can start thinking about mission 10 million, mission 100 million, whatever that is. But I believe, I've never believed it as hard, as much as I believe it right now. We're right on that threshold of being able to make this thing a reality. And folks, we need you guys to engage with us. This is this is going to be an amazing journey, a fun journey, but a journey of significance. We will make a difference in this world together. And I am really, as your CEO, I am counting on each one of you, ladies and all the men, to really join with us. And as I told everybody at Summit in Hawaii this year, choose to believe. 2017 is going to be a reflection of your choice to believe. July 1st, 2017, when we launched this new comp plan, I believe, and I think Ray Robbins believed with me, that in that first month, from July 1st to July 31st, we might break more presidential or as many presidentials in 1 month that we did in 23 years.
That'll be amazing.
And we might just break as many platinums as we have in 23 years as well. In that first month. So, folks, these are big statements, and I totally understand it, but I tell you what, I stand firmly behind them because I can see what's coming. I wish I could put in your head what I have in my head right now. I wish you could be as awake as I am at night, just thinking about all the potential and all the things that are coming and the excitement that I have about that. I wish I could pass it on to you. Hopefully what I said today helps a little bit. But Kathleen, it's going to be a great year. It's going to be a year of harvest for those who decide to get busy, to get engaged right now. Not tomorrow, not wait until manifest, especially don't wait until July 1st. You got to start now. I was watching a cartoon and there was these two cartoon characters talking to each other and someone said, one of them said to the other one, in 2017, I'm going to harvest flowers and this and that and the other thing and these fruits. And the other one said, well, why? Because I have put the seeds in the ground already. That's why I know what I'm going to harvest in 2017. So I hope you're putting your seeds in the ground. You're getting in front of people. Folks, we got an amazing story. We got an amazing company. We got amazing products. We got amazing leaders like the ones on this call. And folks, with all that put together, there is no better time. If not now, when? If not you, then who? Back to you, Kathleen.
Absolutely powerful. And I love when you make big statements because I've seen so many years of you and Johanna on the stage and you make things happen. So those big statements have a lot of energy and passion attached to them and they do happen. And Al, I want to thank you for honoring the women of Manitech so much. And thank you for balancing and sharing the local business and expanding international. No one has been able to do it the way you have, so gracefully and just with so much passion. And for sharing the new attitude in this new economy. I mean, there's so much happening in our country and across the world. And with you as a strong leader, we're in for an amazing ride. And if all of you have not, some of you haven't signed up for Manifest after this call, like Al said, you will be behind 6 to 12 months if you don't. And that, to me, is just an amazing statement to be able to make a commitment to step into going to Manifest. Believe that you can make it happen, and you will. So thank you. The reason to choose to believe, as Al said, is very important. And I want to share with you all for next month, we have on February 15th, the Women of Worth will have Steve Nugent on. He's always one of our favorites, and he will help us share with us how to focus your business on with true health. And he has been quite a spokesman for that, and it is the time for it. So thank you, Al. I want to thank you and Johanna for always being such dear friends to Philip and I, and to always embracing the associates for this of the field, and always genuinely listening. So thank you so much for your passion and your energy and all your work behind the scenes that we don't see, because it certainly has been the reason to choose to believe. So thank you, Al. Appreciate you tonight.
Well, I appreciate you, Philip, very much as well, and thank you for honoring me by inviting me on this call. I really appreciate that very much.
Well, we appreciate you're a true man of worth for us. So thank you again, and we look forward to seeing you at Manifest. So
you bet. Looking forward to it.
And God bless.
Good night. Love you all. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Good night.